Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seed, a broken egg, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad bread, bad intention, bad vibes. We are live at the MGM in Sin City, the Mecca, the hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. And in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do that. All my friends then come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs, I'm down, what a mess, it's down to tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be, shake it up. Are you with us tonight from New York and Las Vegas? Oh, yeah. A little wolf mother feeling. Carver Heights Islanders going into first place tonight. Cracking cans of cold. Budweiser. Are you with us? We want to hear from you tonight. Get on the phone now, football fans, title game fans. Call now, you fams. I'm not waiting around. I'm taking your calls right now. Go. 855-212-4CBS 4227. Come on. Come on, Boston. Call up. Kansas City, call up. L.A. Nolens. Bourbon Street. Ha. Ha. All right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Mavi. Your boy Mavi is in here tonight. Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, lick it, come on. Can you feel that Pharrell's the Joker? Mafia said he was just joking. Connor McDavid back in New York running it with Carver Hutt in it. All right. I said all right. Jay Berman on updates. Feel it. All right, 855-212-4CBS. Big show for you tonight, Carver Hive, that we've lined up out here in Sin City. I want to talk about a couple of things. Very important, Mafia. Are you ready?
I'm ready, of course.
All right, so last night, here's the scenario, Carver Hive. You with me?
I am with you.
All right, so I'm sitting in the sports book at around midnight, right? I'm chilling the most. I'm
empty, completely desolate.
Not even a homeless guy sleeping slouched over in a sports book, which is notorious G for happening. I used to do this show at Bally's back in 1993 nationally on Sports Entertainment Network, and I used to walk into the Bally's sports book every night at around 2:45 in the morning. I went on at 3 a.m. East, or 3 West, 6 East. And there was always drunks and bums sleeping in the sportsbook chairs, just slouched over like animals. So anyway, I go in last night. There's no one there. Mafia and I are chilling the most. We're looking at the fight odds for the Pacquiao-Broner. We're looking at the fight odds for the Dillashaw-Cejudo. looking through all the hockey futures. I'm like, oh, let's see what the Islanders are here for your boy Carver High, because his team's in first place tonight, and he's all happy now. So the Islanders right now to win the Stanley Cup are 60-1. I better run to the window for you there, Carver High.
Honestly, if they're still that when we get there next Saturday, I'm going to go play it.
All right. I believe that. So anyway, we're sitting in the sports book, and all of a sudden I hear, Rainbow in the dark, yeah! And I was like, what? Wait a minute. Rainbow in the dark, yeah! Just a rainbow in the dark! And I was like, you can feel it. And I was like, Mafia, I think that's, could it be? Maybe it is. Is there a chance? Spandex Nation! Oh. So, anyway, I said, I think it's Spandex Nation, Mafia. He's like, no way. So I said, follow me. We start walking around the corner. And Carver, you know that Rainforest Cafe they used to have back there in the corner behind the sports book?
I do know where that is.
So they blew it out. Whatever.
Wow,
since the last
good.
Time, since the last time you're here, they got rid of that Femi Rainforest Cafe, and they put a bar back there, and it's like a sports bar. It's not a sports bar, but it's a game bar. So they got ping pong, they got billiards, they got beer pong, they got bocce ball, they got bowling, they got everything in there, foosball, they got it all, and everybody's just hammered, and they got a live stage. And like a concert stage and a big giant bar in the middle, and people are just hammering cocktails. And sure enough, I come around a corner, I look up, and the first thing I see is this gigantic Spandex Nation sign. And I look past the barrier, and there he was, our boy. Spandex Nation! Yeah! And he's like, we're going to take a 10-minute break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. I love you people. Yeah. And he had his like mirrored sunglasses on and his hair down to his arse. I mean, this guy is something else. I get the biggest kick out of this clown. And this band that plays down on Fremont Street when we're at the D all the time, they're always playing at the Golden Gate. They own downtown Las Vegas. They're the best outdoor 80s heavy metal band you ever seen in your life. Sure enough, they're so good, so popular, so huge that the MGM signed them to a deal. They now do Thursday nights at the MGM. And it was like right out of heaven. Mavi and I said, when we left, when we were leaving, I go, I've had enough. I can't even talk. I'm yelling so loud. And then Mafia, we're walking her out of the place. We're about 100 yards away from the place, and he hears, 18 in life, you got it. Mafia's like, that's one of my favorites. He turned around and went back for more. He wasn't leaving. He wasn't having it. And I was like, look, I'm going to bed.
I even got another $10 beer.
Mafia got another $10 beer, and he's like, 18 in life, you got it. 18 in life, you know. I was like, and then the bartender's like, man, these guys are something else, aren't they? I'm like, if you only knew. We've only seen them live about 1,000 times. Hot chick alert in the corner, Mafia. What do we got there? What do we have going on over there? You see that? What is that?
How could you miss it with the pink hair?
What is that hairdo she's rocking?
I have no idea.
Jesus. I mean, to tell you.
Hairdo, the outfit, everything.
Wait a minute. Are we live? I mean, this chick, something. What has happened to all of us here? There seems to be a temperature gauge problem in the studio hall.
The media center is actually hopping right now.
Yeah,
still.
It's jumping in here tonight, Carver High. It's filled with people, actually, and I'm offending people already.
I love to hear it. It's Friday night in Vegas. You got to have it.
Just a stranger in the dark. Yeah. Anyway, we saw Spandex Nation. Did you see me? I posted a picture. I did tweet a picture out of Spandex Nation last night.
I did see it.
I knew Carver High was driving on the LIE when he saw that picture, swerving lanes. Here we go. Tonight on the show, it's going to be unbelievable. B. Cust will join us, our friend Brian Custer from Showtime Boxing. Also, allegedly, should I allegedly it or not?
I think we should just wait to see if he comes.
Just wait to see if he comes. Allegedly,
we're gonna go 0 for 2.
Allegedly, we have a live guest at 8 o'clock Vegas time, 11 o'clock East, that makes a lot of money. Then at 8:40 Vegas time, 11:40 East, Steven Espinosa, our good friend, the president of Showtime Sports, will join us. And then at What time is it here? 9:20?
Correct, yes.
9:20 here, 12:20. Oh, it's on both? It's at the top of the hour at midnight east?
Yeah, we might make it one. We'll see.
All right, so Tim Smith, you remember him, Carver High, from the Daily News, the great boxing writer who is now the head of PR for Al Haymon and PBC. So he's huge. Tim Smith joins us. Also, tonight on the show for Connor McDavid's edification, we have Adrian the Problem Broner. We have Adrian Broner on the show tonight. He's fighting Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao tomorrow night at the Grand Garden Arena. We'll have him on the show. Also, late night, Chris Lytle. Lights out Lytle.
Lights out Lytle, former UFC fighter.
Former UFC fighter Chris Lytle will join us to talk about, he has now gone underground, and he's fighting in the streets of London like a good hooligan. He's now in the bare-knuckle fighting championships.
Well, in this case, Mexico, going down south of the border.
He's fighting in Cancun, one of my favorite places to go, and your odds of being shanked or murdered as an American tourist up to 75% now on your holiday vacation, everyone. Have a pleasant stay. Things haven't been going well down in Cancun, so I'm sure they accepted the bare-knuckle tournament. Come on down.
Better than the cockfighting that's usually there, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to try to stab one of those guys to death, you might get punched in the face a few times. So they might be okay. So Chris Lytle and Dave Feldman, who is the president of the Bare Knuckle Fighting League, will join us. I have no idea what's happening to me. I'm doing bare-knuckle fighting segments now on the show. I have seen it all. And as I mentioned, allegedly a very wealthy, powerful man will join us later. Allegedly. We'll see if he shows up. He blew us off yesterday, so God only knows. I like the guy, though. I've always gotten along with him. Surprise guest. Hopefully he'll show up. I wanted to say, call the show. Talk about the title games. And, I mean, we got it all going tonight. I'm going to take calls. I mean, if you think I'm kidding. Anthony in Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Scotty? Hey, can you start me out with a drink tonight, a Corona and a lime?
We got to get his find his Corona.
I love it.
Corona gets its lime. Oh, check out.
There we go. Yeah, man. So I got a debate going on right now, and one of my friends tells me that so far this season, he believes that Steve Clifford has not done a good job in Orlando. And I tell him, you know, look, they don't really have any backcourt presence. A lot of their guys are guys that you're going to have to get the ball to in the post, and they're not able to create on their own. Do you agree with him and say that Steve Clifford's had a bad year as head coach of the Magic, or do you think he's doing a solid job there in Orlando so far?
Well, I wouldn't say that he's doing a great job or anything. Solid would probably be a little strong as well. I think he's done decent at best. How's that sound? Decent at best. Look, one of the things about that team is it's like tonight, they played Brooklyn tonight, right? I think they did. And I took Brooklyn and I laid one and they won by two. And I know D'Angelo Russell had a huge night. He had, I think, 40, and he hit a ton of threes. He had like six threes at the half. The guy was going off. And I took Brooklyn and laid the one. But look, like tomorrow, for instance, I know they're playing again tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. And I think I grabbed the number in the game that they're playing tomorrow. Let me look at it really quick. They're playing the Bucks in Orlando, and they're getting 8.5. So at -1, I didn't take him. At 8.5, I will. So my point being that, you want to keep him in a game, they can run with you and stick to 10 or under and be in a game if you're a better. If you're just a purist, a fan of the team, and you are on wins and losses as your dinner, then you're going to have a lousy dinner. I don't think, they're not that good. I think they're, lacking in overall talent. I don't think they're deep at all. They don't have star players or anything. I think Gordon's been fairly effective for him. He can get down into the paint and finish and get to the rack. But most of them don't do much for me. I wouldn't blame really Clifford that much based on the fact that he's got nothing to work with. I mean, he's coaching a rudderless ship, so it is what it is. But I don't think they're that good. But I don't think he's doing that bad. I think he's doing a decent job with what he's got, for instance. So talk about the Pats and Chiefs and the Saints and Rams. Call the show now, 855-212-4CBS. If you want to get it in, you want to get it in now. We got a lot of guests tonight that are going to be coming on the show, so we're going to be talking about the fight, boxing, etc. So I want to hear from you about football as soon as possible. So jump on the line right now, and I'll get you on the air. I want to tell you as well, real quick, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Make sure you go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for my title game picks, all the NBA, college rack, NHL, UFC, boxing. It's all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You'll love it. Hide the money from your wife. Tomorrow, episode 125 of Pharrell on the Bets on Westwood One, my Westwood One sports betting podcast. Check it out. It runs Tuesday to Sundays. And it's really cool. Subscribe free. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. It's Pharrell on the Bench with Mafia in Vegas at the MGM for Pacquiao Broner on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, back in Vegas at the MGM, 855-212-4227, Pacquiao Broner on Showtime pay-per-view tomorrow night. Call your cable operator, order the fight. I think it's going to be a decent fight for sure. I want to go to call the show now if you want to talk about the title games. It's now or never. Nick in Florida, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing this evening?
What's shaking, brother?
I want to talk about the Patriots and Chiefs game. I got a real strong confidence in the Chiefs, but I will say this. This game is going to come down to great defense. I mean, looking at the Chiefs, and yes, they haven't played. They wasn't playing good defense throughout the regular season, but like everybody says, the postseason is a whole different ball game. And what I saw from Brady against my Chargers impressed me. The defense showed up. They made Phillip Rivers uncomfortable in the pocket. And I feel like that's going to be the case against Pat Mahomes. Because like Tom Brady, when Pat Mahomes has time, he makes plays.
Well, there's no denying that the kid has been incredible. And he's just slung it all over the field everywhere every week. And their offense is something to be reckoned with. And they could do some serious damage. You know, they were down big in the game at Foxborough. And they came roaring back. And he had a huge second half. And he lit it up. Bottom line is this, the Pats, as I've mentioned many times over the week, their defense is seventh, their offense is fourth, they are solid in all departments, you know, you're top 10 in everything, you're rock star status. So, I mean, I think the Patriots play at a different level in the postseason than everybody else. I think it's obvious when you go to 8 straight AFC championship games, it's something that is unequaled, and it's I think going to be untouched for a long time. I really do believe that. I have a hard time absorbing that someone's going to win, go to the title game 8 consecutive years for a, very long time. I just don't see it. It's absurd. It's almost like LeBron going to 8 straight finals. It's crazy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and that's how good they are. And I think in the postseason, they go to a level that no one knows how to get to except Brady, Belichick, and the crew they put on the field. You know, I've always said this guy knows how to put people in jobs that they do exceedingly well. So they get guys that have a role, and they know their role, and they go do it, and they do it at a level that's, really unattainable for everybody else. I mean, they just do it better than everybody else, and that's why they win the East. That's why they keep going. That's why they keep getting a bye. That's why they only have to play 2 games to get to the Super Bowl, and that's why they keep going to Super Bowls. Kansas City hasn't tasted it since bell bottoms and disco. I mean, it's been so long since Len Dawson. It's embarrassing the failures that they've had. There's no getting around it. They've had nothing but problems over the years, and now they finally have their answer in this Mahomes kid. It's crazy. You know, Alex Smith left there, and then this guy steps in, and he's been everything you could ever dream of in a quarterback. He's very exciting, and I think, you know, his combo meal of Hill and Kelsey makes him as dangerous as the Patriots. Offensively, they can run with anybody. They can score with anybody. I thought their defense looked good against the Colts, and we'll see if they can do the same thing against a team that is, flat out better than the Colts. I think Andrew Luck's incredible, but Brady's better. I think the Colts passing game is really good, but Brady's is better. I think the Colts running game with Mac was good, but you know, when it's all said and done, Sony and Michelle is doing better. I think, you know, they are just at so many steps above everybody else. So you're talking about Kansas City taking on a different animal altogether, a different beast altogether. I'm done listening to all this nonsense, too, about the weather. I heard today that that game was going to be 27, 28 degrees. That's nothing.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's like playing in. That's like playing in Jacksonville. I mean, it's nothing. 27, for Christ's sakes.
That's football weather.
They said that it was going to be zero with sub-zero wind chills, below zero, and everything else. The whole week, all I heard about was they were going to be the frozen tundra and everything else. That it was going to be the coldest game in the history of Arrowhead. Nonsense. It's not going to be anything of the sort. Duke and Fort Lauderdale, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? You stole my thunder. You're exactly right. But you got to admit that the game would have been different if it was minus. It would have been defense and a running game.
I agree with that. It's just not going to be that way, though.
But not now. Not with 28, 30 degrees. It's going to turn into a shootout.
You're probably right. I mean, and I'm all for it. I want to see a crazy game. Like, you know, the 43-40 game was crazy, and I thought the Rams-Chiefs 54-51 game was crazy. I hope the Saints and Rams game is crazy, and I hope the AFC title game is the same. I hope they're all crazy. I actually thought that, you know, frankly, that the Pats game of the Chargers was a bomb. It was a stinker, and I thought the Eagles game was better with the Eagles getting down to the 30-yard line with, a chance to win the game 21-20, and Jeffrey let it slip through his fingers, and they picked it off, and it was game over. But that was the best game. I thought all the other games were terrible. I mean, the Colts-Chiefs game was terrible. I mean, all the games were terrible except, like I said, the Eagles game. I thought that was pretty exciting, but I don't think the Saints are as good as everybody's saying they are. I really don't. I don't think they've been playing well, and frankly, I don't think Breeze has been playing great. Now, I'm not going to deny they're in the NFC Championship game. He's not playing bad. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's thrown a pick in like five of the last six games, which is, you know, rare. That's crazy that he's thrown a pick a week in the last month and a half in every game. So I'm telling you, if that guy throws picks in this game against the Rams, and the Rams run the ball the way they've been running it with C.J. Anderson and Gurley, the Rams are going to win the game.
Exactly right.
Well, thanks, Duke. I appreciate you, brother. Who are you taking? Or who are you taking in both the games?
All right, let's go back, 12 weeks ago or whatever? You know, Kansas City made a lot of mistakes, and the mistakes off turnovers. This is not going to happen this game. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes like they did against the home field advantage New England Patriots, which the Dolphins squashed them, which I'm a Dolphin fan, which you know, and 7 seconds caused them to have not to have home field advantage. Anyway, nice talking to you. I'm glad you're covering the boxing out there. Should be a great fight. I got Pacquiao in that fight.
Thanks. You're the man, dude. You're the man, brother. Good hearing from you. So, yeah. I'll say this. 12 weeks ago, I agree with him. It has nothing to do with this. They're not going to make those same mistakes. They might. It's still possible that, you know, mistakes will be made for sure in the game, and they will. But I think when you're playing in a championship game, you want to be, obviously, it doesn't mean you're going to be, but you want to be at your best, Mafia, your ultimate best. You want to be tight, clean, don't turn the ball over, don't fumble, don't throw picks, don't drop punts, be smart, hold on to the ball with both hands. I mean, literally every single possession, every single play matters. It's almost like, you know, in baseball when they get into the playoffs and every pitch counts, but in the regular season it doesn't even matter if a guy's 3-1 count on somebody no one cares, they're spitting and grabbing their onions. But in the playoffs, every single pitch counts, every single out counts.
Right, you want to be a well-oiled machine. You want to be exactly where you have been working towards all season, building up, not looking at the tape saying, oh, we screwed this up, we still haven't gotten this right, how do we work on this? You don't want to be doing that this practice this week. All you want to be doing is saying, you know what we did last week? Do the exact same thing. We were that good. We're going to keep doing it, just get a little bit better. And that's where, you know, most of these teams are at this point. I mean, the Rams, I would say, are definitely at that point. The Saints might have a little bit more to work on. Patriots looked great, so there's not much they can look at and say we need to improve upon.
They need to improve on their road play, and now they're going to get their chance because they're playing on the road. They're never on the road.
No, they're not.
They're never on the road in the playoffs. And in title games, when they go on the road, they've lost. So that's what the Chiefs have going for them. We'll come back, and we got Brian Custer of Showtime Boxing ready to join us. We have a lot happening here at the MGM for Pacquiao Broner. We're running it with Carver High and Connor McDavid back in New York. Mafia and I are here in Las Vegas. It's Pharrell and a Bench, and this is CBS Sports Radio. Let's go back and do an update with Jay Berman.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I love the fact that we got the exclusive here with B-Cuss, Brian Custer, Showtime, Boxing, Pay-Per-View, Saturday Night, Pac-Man, Broner, it is on. You were telling me that Broner sells and gets ratings, and I almost fell over. I almost had to spit out my coffee on the flight up in first class sitting next to the B-Cuss. He was like, oh, Jesus, I got to sit with this guy for 5.5 hours for Pharrell's sake. Who put this in charge?
He is. I mean, you know, there's a reason why Adrian Broner's in big fights, whether it's Mikey Garcia or whomever. It's because whether you love him or whether you hate him, when he's on, people watch. And a number of people always say, well, why do you keep bringing him back in big fights? Well, for God, you know this in the business. He's going to deliver ratings. You're going to be back.
He could definitely throw hands. I've never doubted that. I think he's just kind of a D.
Yeah, he's unique. He's definitely unique. And this is one of those fights where I think he realizes the opportunity. And it's all about, are you going to live up to the potential and fulfill your promise? He's heard the talk that they want a Mayweather-Pacquiao too. He wants a Broner-Mayweather. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to beat Manny Pacquiao.
What do you think is more likely of happening in the future down the road? Because I don't think there's much time to mess around with it if you're Mayweather. He can't keep playing this game, will he or won't he fight anymore. Those days are numbered. So which one do you think comes to fruition?
Well, I definitely believe that he wants to fight again. I think he's going to fight the winner of this fight. I really do. And you will see Floyd Mayweather back in the ring, whether it's this summer or probably early fall, against the winner of this fight.
Brian Custer with us, the voice of Showtime Boxing. Did you think that that first fight was as terrible as I did?
I think from all the hype, the anticipation, the buildup, and so many people wanted to see it, it didn't live out from an action standpoint. But, you know, Floyd did what he does. He's the best, probably, defensive fighter that we've seen in our time. And he did what he's supposed to do to get the win. Now, it's, I think, incumbent upon Manny to push the action. And he just didn't. He says his shoulder was hurt, and I guess you have to take his word for it.
Here he is at 40, an 8-time champ. What do you think we're going to see? The same Manny, or is there rust in them arms?
Well, I will say this. The one thing you can say about Adrian Broner is, have you ever seen him in a boring fight? You've never seen him in a boring fight. Whether he's losing it or whether he's winning it, he's in an interesting fight, in an exciting fight. So I really believe that, as you say, they're going to throw hands. And I think even with Manny being 40, keeps himself in great shape. He says he's ready to grow, and he has a lot to prove. He truly believes that he is on the elite. When I'm talking Spence, Thurman, Bud Crawford, he's like, forget about those guys. I'm still here. Well, you got to prove it. And what better guy to prove it than Adrian Broner?
I have watched that guy at least 25 times. I've been to his fights since 01. I've seen that guy fight. I've seen him fight Juan Manuel Marquez, I think, 4 times. I mean, it is incredible the number of guys he's fought. Every fighter that ever fought in the last 20 years, he's gone in the ring with.
He's been in with everybody. There's a reason why he's a legend. He's a future Hall of Famer. He has fought everyone. He feels like, and he even said this to us, that he wants the winner of the Mikey Garcia Errol Spence fight after this. He's confident that he's going to win, and he wants to start fighting what he says you guys consider the elite of the welterweight, and that's these young guns now.
I'm going to that fight at Jerry's World. Are you doing that fight, and who do you like in that fight? It's tough to go up 2 weights to fight a guy like Errol Spence, but I love the sack that Mikey's showing. He's like, onions, let's go. I'll fight anybody.
Absolutely. From my understanding, he'll be on Fox Pay-Per-View. And listen, Errol Spence is big. I just believe you have weight classes for a reason. But man, Mikey Garcia is a special fighter. I just believe Errol Spence is probably too big, too strong.
What did you think of Bud Crawford and Khan getting announced?
Wow, that's something. The only thing that I would say about that is, you know, a mirror, you touch him on that chin, it could be lights out.
Be careful what you wish for, bro, because you're about to get your ass whooped.
That's another way of putting it.
So now that you've seen the changing in boxing, the saturation of the sport and the new DAZN is, you know, charging people for, let's face it, I mean, the first fight, that was so ridiculous. All I did was laugh. I mean, if that's what they're going to show me for my $10 a month, I want to kill myself. But what do you think of it now as Showtime gets a bigger grasp on the pie?
Well, listen, I think it's a great time for the sport of boxing. I love it that it's on a number of platforms. And one thing that Stephen Espinoza has said is, we're going to stay true to our model, and that is delivering the best fights. And to me, I like that more. Hey, would I like for us to be doing fights every month? That'd be great. But I want to make sure that the fights we are delivering are really good and the best fights, and that's what we're all about.
How do you feel about the last 30 minutes of the flight with how many bad things I said about people in that window?
It's more about what about the people sitting around us and what they thought about you.
Who cares what they think? I think that lady, when I said that I had my ex-wife in my bag cut up in pieces, her face was just epic. I should have taken a picture.
People should have seen the bag that you were carrying. Who has a backpack that huge, man?
You're on the run. And you're on the move, and you got people chasing you with Louisville Slugger, son. You got to be quick. You got to be able to live on the road a little. You got to go into hiding, son, in Vegas.
And the only way you probably got that through security checkpoints because this government shutdown, them TSA workers ain't checking nothing anymore.
I also have to take all my equipment out every time I go to the airport, because if I don't take the equipment out, they always pull me over for that search and seizure and then the, you know, backdoor check where they, you know, make you cough.
Listen, I have too many of those, so I don't even want to see that.
Well, listen, I told you, ever since what you went through with your health, I've gone every year to see Dr. Garden. And he always checks to see what the spring brings. He goes in there, he grabs the flower. He knows what's up.
Well, you know what? I think 34C appreciates that, and your family appreciates
it. And my PSA.
Absolutely. You got to do that every year. You got to do it.
You've gone through all of it, and you've come out the other side. So I know you're a big proponent for it and telling people to do it when you get to be my crusty age.
You got to, man, because, again, they call prostate cancer the silent killer for a reason, because you'll never know you got it until it's too late, and you don't want to have it.
You're doing everything, bro. You're doing college rack, college football, pro football, boxing. And I've been betting on your wife leaving you now for like 4 or 5 years, and it hasn't happened yet. I mean, at what point does she break and say, the guy's never home, all he does is do these big TV gigs, big rock star, walks through the airport, people yelling, be cussed. I mean, it is insane. Does your family even love you anymore?
Well, I don't know about that. I think they probably enjoy that I'm out of the house a lot.
Maybe that's the key to it.
You might be right about that.
Maybe that's it. If you're never around, they love you more. So Pacquiao Broner, how does it end?
I really believe that it's a fight that'll go the distance. I really do.
And you going Pacquiao or Broner?
I don't know. I really don't.
Liar.
I really don't, but I do believe it's going to go the distance. I know people think it's going to be a knockout. I think it'll go the distance.
I would love to actually see Broner fight Mayweather, to be honest. I already saw Pacquiao. It was a disappointment. I'd love to see Broner because I think they actually don't like each other.
You know what? Kissing cousins. They act like big brother, little brother, but yeah, underneath, there really is a little thing of hate there.
And I don't think Floyd hates Manny.
I don't think so at all. But I think the Broner-Mayweather thing would be really interesting.
When Floyd fights somebody, and once you go through the ringer with him, I think he kind of a little bit respects you. If he's never fought you, he just don't like you.
Absolutely. Listen, all that stuff that they've gone back and forth on social media, I think it'd be a really interesting fight.
So I used to stay in the Signature with the rich people back in the day when my buddy owned a condo in here. I'd work out in the nice little private health club and everything. Now that I'm on the peasant side, it's been nice seeing you. Have fun over here with the rich people.
Well, you with me. You're right with me then.
Thanks for the limo ride, too. They used to pick me up when I did the fights, and now I stand in the yellow cab line. Something ain't going right, because.
Listen, you sell that stuff to your audience. You try to say, hey, look, I'm the common man.
I am.
Stop.
At least I know you. I'm like, yo, bro, let me mooch a ride. Mavi and I need a lift over to the peasant side of the MGM sign. But I know how to do the slip-in check-in over on the side there in that O room back in the corner.
Whatever works. You got to do it. You know what I mean?
I know all the tricks, and I know all the dealers. Have a good fight, B. Custer.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Everybody watch Showtime pay-per-view.
There's my guy, Brian Custer, the voice of Showtime Boxing. Check out Pacquiao Broner on pay-per-view Saturday night. Call your cable operator. Tell him Pharrell said, what up, kid? That's what I'm talking about. That's your boy, B. Cuss, Carver High. Feel it.
Legend.
I mean, we get them all. So we're just getting started, too. Allegedly, we're going to have a surprise guest, but that'll probably get slapped across my face. It's already done us once. Do you think when he gets here, if he gets here, Mafia, I should not bring up the fact that he's blown me off multiple times over the years?
Yeah, I would try not to bring that up. Otherwise, he might get up and leave like Ryder had done by your boy yesterday.
Oh, Broner gave him the shaft. Did you see when Ellerby saw me when I ran into Broner? He freaked out. He loves me.
You. Of course he loves you. You've always been a great friend to them, to you know, Floyd and all his crew, and always promoted them and given them love.
He's always like, that's got my man Pharrell's got the greatest voice ever. He's like, Pharrell, check out that voice. He's telling all these people, all the brothers, listen to my man's voice. So anyway, here we go. I'm excited for the rest of the show, too. You're going to love it. Espinoza of Showtime, Tim Smith of Al Heyman. They do PBC, all the fights. We got Adrian Broner, The Problem, on the show tonight. Chris Lights Out Lytle, David Feldman from Bare Knuckle. It's all happening. We even have Broner. Pacquiao said he would do it, but only if he could speak Filipino.
He wanted to perform a song, and we said we couldn't do that. Only the Spirit of the King does that.
So are we going to play one of Pacquiao's songs tonight on the show? I think Carver High might pull that out later, a love song from Manny, the future president of the Philippines, Pacquiao.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.